This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, MacDonald, M-A-C, capital D-O-N-A-L-D, date of birth 7/24/1956. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up for Mrs. MacDonald with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, history of obstructive uropathy for bladder cancer, status post-resection with ileal loop placement and a colostomy placement. Her last visit was October 9th, 2025. She is seeing her oncologist every 6 months, and because there's been no recurrence of the cancer, she does have a med port and gets that flushed every 6 weeks at the infusion center. She does use a CPAP at night, but generally wakes up every 2 to 3 hours to empty the colostomy bag so it doesn't come off while she's sleeping and make a mess everywhere. That just works best for her, even though she doesn't really get very good non-interrupted sleep. That's really the only way that she can sleep with comfort, knowing that she's not going to have the bag come off. She has lost 11 pounds since her last visit also. She states that blood sugars are well controlled currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Urine is, in the ileal loop is clear. No recent UTI. No current edema. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Medications, she's on magnesium oxide, which she had been out of, and she's just restarted it, and that is one tablet daily, 500 milligram. Glimepiride is 4 milligram twice a day, Prozac 40 milligram daily, allopurinol 300 milligram daily, anticoagulated with warfarin, COLESEVELAM 625 milligram, two tablets twice a day. She takes a calcium, sustained focus supplement, and vitamin B12 supplements daily. Physical exam, weight is 182 pounds. Pulse is 86 and blood pressure 132 over 70. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, somewhat distance. Heart is regular without murmur or rub. No abdominal distension and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 13th, 2026. Creatinine was 2.42. Estimated GFR is 21. These levels do fluctuate. Previous levels 1.99 and 2.27. Calcium is 8.4. Albumin 3.9. Phosphorus 3.2. Sodium 137, potassium was mildly low at 3.4, previous level 3.6. Carbon dioxide is 13, previous level 19, and that has chronically been low. Hemoglobin 11.2, normal white count, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs when she gets her port flush done. That would be every 6 weeks. And so the infusion center can draw our labs. And an order was provided. 2, mild anemia, that is chronic, secondary to chronic kidney disease. 3, type 2 diabetes with improved glucose control. 4, proteinuria. And 5, obstructive uropathy from previous bladder cancer. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.